This week, in preparation for Shavuos, we have been discussing different aspects of Limud HaTorah, of the goal of Torah. I just want to share an idea about the preparation that we put in for Torah. The scene of the giving of the Torah, of Kabbalah's HaTorah at Har Sinai, was unparalleled in the history of the world. The miracles, the thunder, the lightning. But the Torah doesn't just describe what Har Sinai looked like in what occurs, but it even describes what HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks like. In describing the revelation of the Torah, it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears ke'esh ocheles, that Hashem appeared like a consuming fire. That's a strange language. All fires are consuming. All fires eat anything in its path. Shouldn't it just have stated that HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared like a fire? What does it mean, an esh ocheles, a consuming fire? There is a magnificent insight offered by the great Rav Yaakov Tzvi Mecklenburg in his Ksav HaKabbalah. We know that at the revelation of Har Sinai, the Jewish people rose to almost prophet-like levels. Hashem was giving the Torah. He was speaking directly to the Am, something that had never happened and will not ever happen again. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in preparing to make the people, the Am Segula, was something that was and will never be like that again. But says Rav Yaakov Mecklenburg, don't think that every Jew was transformed automatically into a prophet. Don't think that just by being there, everyone, no matter their level, no matter, rose to the same kind of heights and the same kind of unique level. At Har Sinai, every Jew saw something, but that impacted differently. The experience was proportionate to what they had put in. It wasn't that on the day before Matan Torah, they were doing nothing, sitting around, hanging out, and the next day they're like a prophet. Rather, the person that prepared and opened his heart and his mind and his eyes and experienced it for what it was, that person achieved a high level. And the one who was less prepared, who was less opening and welcoming to the presence of God in his life, had a different experience. And that's an Esh Ocheles. Because connecting to Hashem, receiving Hashem, is the same way that a fire takes hold of various objects. Some objects, by their very nature, are combustible. They, when touched by a flame, they produce an enormous fire. But some things are not as combustible. And when a flame is put to them, nothing happens. At Har Sinai, some people didn't put as much time in preparation. And others worked enormously hard to greet Hashem himself. And those that did it that way, they were consumed by God's fire, enveloped by his embrace and inspired by his presence. But others that were not as prepared, that didn't strike up the flame inside themselves, they barely created a flicker of a flame. As we approach Shavuos, as we approach what will be an uplifting Yontif, it's the preparation we put in. What do I want to get out of it? What do I want to experience? Not a Yontif to just take off, but to evolve, to learn Torah, to reach that level. The more that we put in eventually, the more on fire we become, the more combustible we become, the more enveloped by HaKadosh Baruch Hu we become.